This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, September 4th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together on this holiday Labor Day edition of Monday Night Trivia. We are live, and hopefully you're not enjoying Labor Day so much that you're not going to call, because, of course, playing trivia can't do it without you. And we have a straggler from last week, so let me give you that to start with. In 1968, both parties, Republicans and Democrats, considered naming this same person as their presidential nominee. So what I want to know was, who was it that appealed to both parties? All right. And I had told John during dinner, and I realized I told him the wrong thing. All right. Well, nonetheless, I got the right thing here, and hopefully you'll have the right answer. So the deal was, they were serious enough at the beginning of this to both parties did a little research to find out, vet him, you know, maybe some opposition research to see, should we? Neither of them ultimately did. But and by the way, I do not think he would have accepted had he been drafted, so to speak. But that said, who was it that appealed to both the Republicans and Democrats in 1968? So there's your question. Yes, you will know who it is. I guarantee it. Now, we have bumper stumpers. Yeah, going into every break, return from a break, we've got a bumper stumper for you. They all have something in common. Actually, they all have two things in common. And but the first one, I'll throw it out there. Every record I'm going to play was released in 1961. All right, so they got that in common, but that's not it. They got something else in common, and that's what you'll work on. So, 888-876-5593. Now, if you don't want to take a guess at my question, and you don't recognize any bumper stumpers, that's fine. You can have your own category, and we prove that every Monday night. Sky's the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. No doubt about it. So strut your stuff, and you will be a winner. So I see that we're going to do movies with Lisa. Oh, in fact, I don't have anything ready, but I will. Let's kick that off right now and see what Lisa has on her mind. Then we got Bruce and Elwood taking a guess, and lines are ringing, but there's still one available for you. So Lisa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh, and thanks for working on the holiday.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, well, it's something we all look forward to, Mondays, and, you know, it's just nice of you to work on the holiday.
Well, I'm just delighted you called, because, you know, I'm happy to work, but I'll tell you what, sometimes on holidays, it's sort of like the vast wasteland, and John even said, what are you going to do if they don't call? I said, I'll figure it out then, so I'm glad I don't
have to. I can't imagine. Well, I suppose if they're doing something else, or
sure,
away for the weekend or something, I suppose. But
sure.
You know.
Right.
But and can I just take one crack at that trivia question of yours?
Absolutely.
Is it Pat Paulson?
No, it is not, but that's a wonderful guess.
Wasn't that around 68 or something that he was a write-in or something?
I think it was probably a little later because didn't he really kind of, well, he really kind of made his name at around the time of Laugh-In and all that. But
right. But I thought he did fairly well as a write-in. I mean, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I wanted to put it in 72, but you know, I'll bet it is 68 now that you mention it.
Smothers Brothers, they were like late 60s, weren't they on the show?
Yeah, right. No, it was Smothers Brothers, sure. So, yeah, it would have been 68. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
And, yes, he was the Smothers Brothers and known primarily for that. So, yes, that's a great guess, and it's wrong. But I like it, though.
Let's hope I do a little bit better on my movies.
Oh, I think you will. Let's go to film noir. All right.
Oh boy.
Oh
okay.
Yeah. No, you'll be good at this. Oh yeah, I know you'll. I'll know you know this. A bored housewife seduces an insurance agent into murdering her husband for the payoff. What was the movie?
Well, I do know this, and I have to be honest. You've given me this question before.
Oh, have I?
It's Double Indemnity.
It is
right?
Double Indemnity. Well,
yeah.
let me give you.
Do you want to give me another one? Because I don't want to.
Absolutely.
I want to earn my win.
Okay. Four soldiers on leave, out on the town for a good time, meet Joe Samuels and his girlfriend. Samuels ends up dead in his apartment. The four soldiers become involved in anti-Semitism, murder, cover-up, and suspense in 1947, starring Robert Mitchum, Robert Ryan, and Robert Young.
Good God. Go back to the first question.
Yeah. Also featured are Gloria Graham, Paul Kelly, Sam Levine, and Sam Brody.
So it's sort of, is it more of a war movie or a murder movie?
No, I think it's more of a murder movie, and it was nominated for 5 Academy Awards and was named Best Social Film at the Cannes Film Festival in 1947. So, yeah, typical, film noir. There's no real war involved in this.
No. Film noir, four guys. Read it to me just one more time. I don't think I'm going to know this one, but just in case something pops.
Four soldiers on leave.
Soldiers on leave, okay.
Out on the town for a good time. Meet Joe Samuels and his girlfriend. Samuels ends up dead in his apartment. The four soldiers become involved in anti-Semitism, murder, cover-up, and suspense. Enthralling movie, like I say, nominated for 5 Academy Awards, named Best Social Film at the 47 Cannes Festival.
And I'll bet that Gloria Graham is involved because she's always a bad girl.
Now, see, I'll give you a hint where I would know instantly when I give you this hint, but it'll probably mean nothing to you. But it's also the name of a record by the Orlans.
You're right. That means nothing to me. Yeah. Unless Bobby Sherman did it, I'm not going to know it off the top of my head.
No. It's a nice record by the Orlans, too, actually. Very fun.
Oh, man. This is so aggravating. And I really like Robert Mitchum, and I've seen a lot of his movies. But I'm sorry. I'm not going to know this one. Yeah. So
Edward Dmytryk, whoever that is, directed it.
Edward Dmytryk. Mm.
Well, the movie is Crossfire.
Crossfire. Okay, I never would have known that.
Wow.
But it sounds like a good movie. I don't think I've ever seen it, so.
It does sound like a good movie. Well, if you do, let me know how it is.
I have to look it up now. Okay, well, then there's always next Monday.
I hope so. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Lisa.
Okay,
thanks. All right.
Bye.
So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we'll come back with our first bumper stumper, and we'll get a trivia guest from Bruce and Elwood. And Cleveland Dennis, I think, was going to say Pat Paulson. Maybe he's got another guest. I don't know. Barry in New Hampshire wants his Beatles trivia. Of course he does. Jeff in Beloit has a guess. And Tom in Covington wants 1961 Murder. So I will say formally goodbye to Lisa. So there we go. There's one line available for you. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
I'm just a fool who really loves you. There is no greater fool than me. You told me lies and I believed you. How big a fool can you be? when people tell me they saw you kissing someone new. I just won't let my heart believe it. I'm just a fool in love with you. Someday you may be crying, crying all over me. And if that ever happens, a fool you too may be. Why don't you change your way of living and walk a straight and narrow line? The Lord forgives a fool.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? I don't expect you can get the theme yet. You probably need a couple more songs for that. But I think you know who she is as far as that goes. So that's a gift. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh on WGN Radio. Now, if it's Friday night, hi, hello, how are you? Don't call. It's a replay. Friday nights are replays. And no matter how many times I say that, Friday nights come and somebody calls. So if it's Friday night, hope you're having a good time. Hope you got a calendar and you can mark it for Monday night. For instance, right now, as I speak, it is Labor Day, Monday night, the 4th of September, and we are live. The trick here is finding a line available. But when somebody hangs up, that means there's probably a line available for you. So 1968, both parties, Republicans and Democrats, considered naming this same person as their presidential nominee. Yeah. They were serious about this. I don't know that he would have accepted, but they were serious. So who was it that earned the interest of both parties? So 888-876-5593. Let's see. Bruce and Elwood's going to take a guess. All right, Bruce, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm kind of thinking it might have been John Glenn.
It is not.
No? Oh.
Nope. But I appreciate
the guess.
Well, I
thought sure that's
what it was. Oh, I'm so sorry.
He was at the height of his popularity back
then,
you know?
Yes, absolutely. But no, you know, if I'm asking these questions, it's going to be one of these real out there answers.
Well, I thought that was an astronaut. I thought it wasn't an out there answer.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, we got Marge in Milwaukee. All right, Marge, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'm thinking possibly there's two guys I thought of. First would be Henry Kissinger.
Nope.
The second one, I doubt if he'd take it too, Billy Graham.
Nope, but those are good guesses. They're just not right.
Maybe next time.
I hope so. Thanks for trying.
Bye-bye.
All right. And if anything else occurs to you, by all means, call back. We don't have a limit on this. God knows the prizes aren't worth it, and it takes forever to get them. So you're doing this mostly for the fun of it. All right. Let's see if Cleveland Dennis has another guess. Are you still with us? No, we lost Cleveland Dennis. All right. He was going to say Pat Paulson. So that means there are two lines available for you. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Now would be the time to call. Barry is in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. Was it Dr. Benjamin Spock?
It was not. Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Nice try, though. All right. You ready for your Beatles trivia?
I am.
What Beatles song has Paul's favorite bass line?
Rain?
Something.
Something.
And by the way, I might as well be asking you a question about the capital of Nairobi. I have not a clue, but that's what the quiz says. Something.
Something. Yeah, I think I read that somewhere. I know that Ringo likes rain for the drums and it.
Well, how about that? All right. Well, thanks.
All right. I'll try again next week.
I hope so. Yeah, and Barry doesn't usually miss on those Beatles questions. God knows. So that's pretty impressive. All right, so we have Jeff in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
What do you think?
I'm thinking two people, and one was a big fan of the Corvair. It was a six-cylinder car that was that he thought was inferior. I'm thinking this guy has to be not really partisan, which Ralph Nader was not.
Right. No, he was not. Unsafe at any speed was what he used to say about the Corvair.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, so nice guess. What else?
All right, the other one was a guy that was dropped in Arnhem in World War II on a glider. And he had a lot of credibility, retired in, March 6, 1981. And he was a newscaster named Walter Cronkite.
Nope, not a chance.
Okay.
All right.
Can you give me a trivia question on World War II, or should I call back on
No, that? Absolutely. Hang on, though. I got to look it up, and I will. World War II. Now, do you want anything particular about the war? It was a big war, you know.
I know a lot. Any political thing, any specific theater,
okay.
Anything kind of bizarre?
All right. Well, look for that. Hang on. Don't go away. I will absolutely come up with something. All right. So we'll be doing World War II trivia. And Tom in Covington. Oh, I haven't heard from Tom in a little while. We're going to do 1961 music. All right. So wait a minute. Tom is on two lines at once. I don't know how that's possible. But John in Waukegan is going to guess on our bumper. So, John, what do you think?
I wanted to get that song.
Yeah.
That's Etta James.
Absolutely. We have a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so How Big a Fool, 1961 on Kent. Don't go away. Kent was at that time not a British remake label, but in fact a division of Modern, yeah, the Bahari Brothers. Well, we're going to pick it up right there. We will have Tom from Covington and Belinda in Chicago, and Jeff and Beloit will have his World War II, and Bob in Willowbrook, and there's one line available for you. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
That's how much... And at a million, that's how much. That's how much. Yeah, 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 that's how much. I love you. Yeah, I love you. Count the miles from here to Mars, triple it. And at a trillion, that's how much. That's how much. Yeah, 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 that's how much. I love you. And at a trillion, that's how much. That's how much. Yeah, 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 that's how much. I love you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, what does he have in common with Etta James? And who is it, by the way? Yeah, we've determined that all the songs are from 1961. And there's a reason for that, too, which will lead you to the theme if you figure that out. But otherwise, if you just know the artist, that's fine. So 888-876-5593 when a line becomes available to you. It is Labor Day. We are live. And right now, everybody's calling, and that's great. But when somebody hangs up, that means it's time for you. If you don't know my bumper's number, maybe you want to take a guess at my trivia question. 1968, both parties, Republicans and Democrats, considered naming this same person as the presidential nominee. Who was the person? All right. And if you don't like that either, you can have your own category. We prove it all the time. In fact, Jeff in Beloit said, I want World War II trivia. All right, well, we aim to please. So, okay, Jeff, here we go. You'll know this right away. What was the code name given to Germany's plan to invade the USSR in 1941?
Mission Barbarossa.
Absolutely, Operation Barbarossa it is. You are a winner.
Great.
Hold on. Like I say, don't get excited. The prize aren't worth the postage and it takes forever to mail them, but you do get a certificate. So hang on. Don't go away. And you get a tablet or a DVD or a CD or something. But mostly the certificates are the most fun. So, all right, congratulations to Jeff. Now, what about this? Rich in Madison will take a guess on our political nominee, both parties. Who do you think?
Could it be Lee Iacocca?
Nice, but no cigar. Any other guess?
John Glenn?
Nope. Anyone else?
That's all I got for
now. All right, thanks for trying. Do it again. All right,
sure.
So, good deal. 888-876-5593. We say goodbye to Rich, and right now a line is available for you. All right, so let's see what Belinda in Chicago has to say. What do you think, Belinda?
Well, hi. I know that I'm really, really wrong, but I really wanted to thank you so much for laboring on Labor Day.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's really nice of you and John. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening.
And my guess was Colin Powell, but the more I sat here, the more I thought I was really wrong.
Yeah, well, you are, but it's a nice guess anyway, and I hope you'll call me again, and I appreciate this call.
I will.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. So we say goodbye to Belinda, which leaves one line available for you. All right. Well, what do we have here? Ruth and Gurney is going to take a guess. What do you think, Ruth?
Hi, Mrs. James. I think I'm going to put this into a coin of phrase statement from a former Lake County clerk, Grace Mary Stern, who called it Labor Day, and so it could go out to Raleigh James, Labor of Love. The whole entire career of Raleigh James, a labor of love. And you'll second that, right? I am going to have two picks for your
guesses?
Question.
Okay, what do you think?
And only because they were statesmen,
okay,
and they were so incredibly respected and were just so phenomenally popular. Okay. Hubert Humphrey, Barry Goldwater.
Neither, but thank you for trying, Ruth. I sure appreciate it. All right, so neither Humphrey nor Goldwater. All right, so what do we have? We're going to say goodbye to Ruth, and there's a line available for you. That's the way it works. We're going to get ocean liners. Of course we are, with John and Gilbert. We got trivia guesses with Bob and Willowbrook. So, Bob, what do you think?
Good evening, Raleigh. And once again, you're proving why you are the hardest working gal on radio. Okay.
Thanks.
Now, I had six names. One of them's already been shot down. So here we go.
All right.
Okay. John Lindsay.
No.
John Wayne.
No.
Vince Lombardi.
We have a winner.
Ah.
You are absolutely right. Vince Lombardi, his leadership skills as coach of the Green Bay Packers was revered by both. And it was interesting because the person for the Republicans who was asked to do the background check was Richard Nixon. And what he found out was that Vince Lombardi was a Kennedy Democrat, but his wife was a conservative Republican.
Hmm.
So, okay. Yes, it was Vince Lombardi. We have a winner.
Wow. I remember 1968, but I certainly didn't know that he'd ever been considered for that.
I guarantee you he would have turned it down.
most likely. And yeah. But thanks for such a great question.
Oh, good. Well, hang on.
You engaged me for most of the week.
Oh, good. Well, stay where you are, and we'll get your address and all that. Appreciate it. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
So, good deal for Bob. Yeah, so that's it. Vince Lombardi. All right. All right. Well, let's talk football for a moment, since we sort of are when we say Vince Lombardi. The end of the 1960s was also the end of NFL players doing this. Doing what? The end of the 1960s was the end of NFL players doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593 would be 888-88-RALEIGH. We'll get back to Tom and Covington, 1961 music. Fran wants 1963 lyrics. Jeffrey in Portland was going to guess on our last trivia question. I don't know if he'll want to guess on this one. And John from Gilbert wants ocean liners, which leaves a couple lines for you. If you can tell me the end of the 1960s, also the end of the NFL players doing this, doing what? And maybe another bumper stumper in moments, and perhaps the theme will become apparent, you know, or not, but maybe you'll recognize the artist anyway. Coming up on WGN Radio.
I've been calling every night and day. I've been so blue since you went away. You know I'm lonesome, baby, for your touch. I guess I love you just a little too much. I wrote a letter to the FBI. I hired 100 local private eyes. A teenage crush. I guess I love you just a little too much. I call a man who got a TV show, and if he see you, then he'll let me know. I'm so sorry that we had a fun. I guess I love you just a little too much.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is he? And what does he have in common with Eddie James and the other record we played? They're all from 1961, so that's not it. All right, but there's a commonality there. And yeah, you know who this guy is, too. Absolutely you do. May not recognize him now, but you do. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Now, let's see. John and Gilbert wants his ocean liners. All right. Well, we aim to please. All right. So, John, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good. Well, working hard all day, but relaxing now.
Oh, no. Sorry to hear that.
You're working too. So.
Well, yeah, but I don't work hard. You know, no one ever accused me of that. If there was ever, you know, an award for laziness, hands down, I'd win that. All right, so now...
I work from home, so it's easy too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. But, there's nothing that a nap won't cure. That's sort of the way my work ethic goes. So now...
I agree.
Now. We're going to start talk about the White Star Line. As you know, the Titanic wasn't exactly the safest of the big three Olympic-class ocean liners. So which was?
The safest... Well, that would be the Olympic, which actually sailed into the 1930s.
No, the safest was considered to be the Britannic.
The Britannic?
Yes.
Britannic,
the third vessel of the White Star Line that was launched just before the start of World War I, considered the safest of the three ships with design changes implemented during the construction due to lessons learned from the sinking of the Titanic. Yes, and yes, right, absolutely, her fate was not good. You're right about that.
Yes, but she was, that's right, yes, okay. I guess she was safe. But,
you're right, exactly.
She was recruited for work.
In the end, it didn't matter, yeah.
Very good. Well, you got me.
But it's hard to believe. Well, we'll try again next week.
Okay, thanks,
all right,
Raleigh.
Thanks, appreciate it. So, but of course, you know, before its fate, the Titanic was considered to be all sorts of wonderful, too. So, but yes, it was indeed the Britannic. So, 888-876-5593. And so our question, the end of the 1960s was also the end of NFL players doing this, doing what? And you can have your own category if you don't like mine. And firstly, Jeffrey in Portland was going to guess on our last question. Let's see if he's still there. Jeffrey, are you still there? No, I figured Jeffrey left us because he was guessing on the Vince Lombardi question, but that was not his answer. So there are lines available for you as we speak, and we're moving directly to Tom in Covington. Tom, how's it going?
Oh, just trying to keep cool like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it will soon be time for, torrential downpours. So... I'm ready for you in Covington, and you want 1961 music, all right? So this is the quintessential 1961 song, I Do Believe.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Put the bomb in the bomb, a bomb, a bomb. Who put the ram in the ram, a lama, ding, dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, di, dip, di, dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. Yeah. When my baby heard, bomb, 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 bomb.
Doesn't get more 1961 than that. Who was he?
Man, just drawing a blank. I should know who it is.
Well, he had a partner. He mostly was known for his songwriting, and his partner was his wife for a while, Cynthia Weil. So who would this be?
Man, still drawing a blank. I recognize I've heard the song a million times. I'm just drawing a blank.
Oh, man, was Barry Mann. Barry Mann. Well, we'll try again next week. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. So, yeah, Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, or Weil, or however she said it. But anyway, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, and Fran is in Austin. So, all right, Fran, how's it going?
It's going all right. I love that song, that Barry Mann.
Oh, yeah. It's just
from
perfect.
From the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yes. The sincerity is just dripping. Yes, indeed.
I know.
All
I
right.
Love it.
1963 lyrics. I want to go home. I want to go home. Oh, how I want to go home.
Detroit City.
Absolutely right. Yes. I knew you'd either get it instantly or not get it at all. I wasn't sure which way.
I was thinking, okay, I Want to Go Home is not the name of it, obviously, or she wouldn't have given me that.
Right, right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, Detroit City last night. I went to sleep in Detroit City and dreamt about the cotton fields of home.
All right.
Yeah, all right. We have a winner, as usual. Don't go away.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so good deal. I knew Fran would, like I say, I thought Fran would get it, but if she didn't get it, she wasn't going to. That was one of those truly digital questions, either yay or nay. But she got it. Yes, last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, dreamed about them cotton fields of home, dreamed about my mother, dear old pappy, sister, and brother, dreamed about the girl who's been waiting for so long. All right, so yeah, Bobby Bear, of course. So let's see. Jeffrey in Portland is going to take a guess. So what do you think, Jeffrey?
I was thinking, was players being able to be drafted in the AFL and the NFL at the same time?
Oh, that's
interesting. I know that happened to Joe Namath. And then also you had the merger of the NFL and AFL in 1970.
Yeah, that's not it, but that's a very well thought out answer.
Okay, can I just have a music request, if that's possible?
What you want?
Summer Wine by Lana Del Rey, if that's possible, or I will accept Nancy Sinatra's version of the song.
All right, well, here's the deal. Of course, it's Monday night, so you can't have any of it because it's trivia, but I will look for that this week and get it for you.
Okay, thank you. I'm expecting it's like sometime this week or next week. That's fine, as long as it gets done before summer.
All right, yes, right. Well, gee, that gives me 3 whole weeks. All right.
Thank you for your time.
Right. Thanks, appreciate it. All right, well, we'll do it long before summer is over. There you have it. And so we're going to do a World War II airplanes. Sooner or later, I'll run out of questions. So Don and Beloit, how's it going?
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing, Riley? Keeping cool with your air conditioning situation?
It's been an interesting week. But anyway, that's all I'll say. So airplanes trivia, huh? All right. Yeah,
Well, I want to take a shot continuing on our last caller. I think the key word is players in your NFL question. I like listening to your quizzes. Of course, there was a lot of things going on in the NFL those years, yep. But the players would always have like a runners up bowl for the teams that didn't make it to the Super Bowl,
Uh huh.
And that ended in 1969. And I thought that might be the runner-up bowl. Is that maybe the answer?
It's not the right answer, but I love it. Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah, and of course, there's, you know, as I think about it, there's probably a ton of things that ended in 1969. So you not only have to figure out that, but which one I'm after. So I guess it's a pretty awful thing all the way around. So
that's the beauty of the Raleigh James Show is it's the same.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what. All right,
and we all appreciate that.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready.
What was the unusual thing and truly unusual thing about the British mosquito?
Well, I think you're looking for it. It was made out of wood.
We have a winner. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, it was, made out of wood.
Yep, made out of spruce, all kinds of different Canadian laminates, different wood products, yeah. And so on, especially in Canada.
Yeah. All right.
And boy, it was so successful. Thank you so much.
Okay, hang on. Don't go away. All right. So we will have, see, if you know something about something, anything, and everybody knows something about something, come on, you're an expert at something. Well, whatever it is, we got a question for you. And again, you're doing this largely for the fun of it, and we do have a good time with it. Eventually, you get something in the mail. It's not worth the postage, and you get a certificate for playing and something like a tabloid or a DVD or a CD or something. But, think the end of the year before you get it, because it's going to be that late, actually. So next hour, we'll continue with this, and we are still looking for the end of the 1960s, also the end of NFL players doing this, doing what? And there are probably a lot of things, but I'm looking for one in particular, and hopefully you will know. If not, like I say, your own category, whatever it is, and more bumper stumpers. So So John got Etta James right away, but then the last two, not even a nibble. Well, we got four more coming up this hour. We'll see how you do. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
I do for you, your wish is my command. Princess, tell me what your wish is. If it's in my power, I'll try every hour to make your dreams come true. How can I tell you what's in my heart? Princess, what can I say? I'll be your knight in shining armor. Show me some dragons to slay.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1961. Yeah, that's quintessential 61 on the pop stations. Who is he? Yeah, now, he's an interesting guy, too. At the time that he was recording that, he was palling around with Roger McGuinn, and they were writing songs for Bobby Darin. He wound up going into the jingle business big time. And ultimately, I would say early 70s, especially TV news, if there was a campaign, he probably did it. And I think his first one was Catch 5 on WWS in Cleveland in 1970, but ultimately, the Hello News deal was unbelievable. And the first one was, I think, about mid-70s, Hello Milwaukee for WISN-TV. And they were very interesting. The one for KUTV in Utah was sung by the Osmonds. But usually it was Florence Warner, actually, who did the rendition. So 888-876-5593. None of that has anything to do with the theme, but that might help you know who that was. And 1961 was the year all of our songs tonight are 1961, and they have something in common beyond that. Every one of these artists has something in common beyond the fact that it's 1961. So, so far, Etta James has been the only guest we've had, and I'll see what you think. Now, we have a question, indeed, and that is, the end of the 1960s was also the end of NFL players doing this. All right, so it's something absolutely pertaining to the players themselves. And if you get it, that's great. And if you don't, maybe you want your own category. Sky's the limit on that. We are always always after whatever you know something about. We'll find a question for you to prove it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, every line's lit up right now, but that won't be the case. As soon as you hear somebody saying sayonara, then it's your turn to get in there. So remember the number. All right, so we have Pam, and she is a first-time caller in Rensselaer, Indiana. So, Pam, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'm just thrilled to speak with you.
I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, I wanted to try and answer the question.
Okay.
And I think the NFL in the 60s ended segregation of the players when they travel and stay in hotels.
What a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a nice guess.
Oh, well, I know it's true.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I don't know. I don't know the year. Might have been a little later than that. I'm not sure, but it was disgraceful it ever happened. But indeed, there was a lot involved in that.
Well, yes, I learned that from the movie Brian's Song.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. Well, thanks. It was really nice talking with you.
I hope you're going to call again. I appreciate it, Pam.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. So, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And John is in Covington, Kentucky. So, hello, John.
Hey, Raleigh. Before we start, I just wanted to tell you, you know, Thursday night we were talking about the EGOT Award.
Yes.
You were right when you said you thought Mel Brooks had one.
Oh, good.
He does.
I would
figure.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, I would figure. Yeah, no,
I can't give you a prize.
Well, that's quite all right. You have given me a prize. You called, even on
there
Labor
you
Day,
go.
And I appreciate that. So,
the NFL question,
yes.
Would it be that they stopped endorsing tobacco products?
Nope, but that's a nice guess.
I remember Walt Garrison, it pinched between your cheek and gum.
Yeah,
skull.
Yeah, sure. Nope. All right, you're
all
ready
right.
For 60s TV.
I am.
All right. Before the Carol Burnett Show, Tim Conway rose to fame on what show?
McHale's Navy.
And we have a winner.
Oh, about that. Ernest Borgnine.
Yes.
He played a TV movie, like a 90-minute ABC TV movie.
Yeah.
He does an excellent job playing Lombardi.
Oh.
Lombardi.
All right.
Oh, he does an excellent job. Yes.
Well, good. Good to know. Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, indeed, McHale's Navy. That's where we first knew that Tim Conway was, in fact, a household name. So, let's see. What do we have with Lisa in Dundee guessing on a bumper? What do you think, Lisa?
The second song you played, was that Neil Sedaka?
No, Neil Sedaka.
Oh, shoot. Okay. You know, last Monday when you were giving, I forget who you were giving the trivia to, I was yelling on my phone, Harold Gould. I knew Harold Gould.
Oh, wow.
Remember that question
yeah.
You asked about, I think it was about that girl, but anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to bed.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Sleep well. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And what does Stacy in Algonquin think? How's it going tonight, Stacy? Oh, wait a minute. Wait, I have done something wrong, clearly. Only I don't know what. So wait, or maybe Stacy left us. All right, I'd better put her on hold because Stacy may be gone. And we'll get to Mark, who wants Star Trek, the original stuff. Leah wants her MGM musicals. Len in Park Ridge going to take a guess, I do believe, on our question. So Len, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Trying to do the booty clean, oh.
I'm Riley James. Monday Night Trivia. It is Labor Day. We are live. And, well, if you know my bumper stumpers, here's one. I'll tell you it's 1961 like all of them. Who are they? And, yes, you absolutely know the group, but not for that, clearly. And they all have something in common other than being that the records were released in 1961. They all, the artists, all have one commonality. And if you get it, well, you win for that. If you know the artist, you win for that. If you know our question, the one I threw out, you win for that. The prizes aren't worth having, but it's fun nonetheless. The end of the 1960s was also the end of NFL players doing this. NFL players doing what? If you don't like mine, well, then have yours. You can pick out virtually anything you want. You know something about something. For instance, Leah, she knows about MGM musicals. So, all right, Leah, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. Always good to hear from you. And
thank you.
So here we go. You normally don't think of this, but Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That Christmas song actually comes from an MGM musical. Which one?
Is it Meet Me in St. Louis?
Absolutely right. Yes. Yes, Judy Garland at her peak. You betcha. But it is Meet Me in St. Louis, along with The Boy Next Door and the trolley song, ding, 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 and everything
trolley
else.
Trolley song, yeah. That's a great song, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're a winner as usual. Everything else good?
Yes, great. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, hang on. Don't go away. All right. So let's put Lee on hold, confirm the address. And Mark in Aurora. How's it going, Mark?
Oh, real well. I had a good Labor Day. I went to the building cookout, and I had my first Omaha Steaks ribeye steak. Oh, boy, was that good.
I'll bet it was.
Especially with honey barbecue sauce.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Although nobody, everybody who went stayed in the community room because it was so hot outside. I pity the grill master.
Oh, I would bet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. All right. Well, good. Good. So a nice way to end the day will be by winning at trivia,
yeah.
And I'm sure you will.
Oh, hopefully I will.
All right. You ready?
Of course, I lost the last two times.
Well, you're gonna win. You're gonna
go
win
ahead.
This. I can just feel it. You're gonna win this time. In the
in
the episode, The Naked Time. How many hours was the Enterprise thrown back in time by pulling away from the planet PSI 2000?
Well, it was actually 3 days.
Well, there's a correct number of hours.
Oh, okay. Was it 73 hours?
Oh, man, you went the wrong way. 71.
71 hours,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because when you said 3 days,
yeah,
I thought, that's 72 hours. That's 3 days, but it was 71 hours, to be exact. They had to do a cold restart with the ship's engines, and the force of it threw them back in time.
Yes. Yes, and that was when Mr. Spock and Captain Kirk knocked each other around, and it was quite an intense episode.
I can tell. Yes, well, they had 71 hours, extra hours there. You see, I'm jealous. I'd love 71 extra hours.
Oh, yeah, Spock said we each have 3 days to live over again, and Kirk said, oh, not those 3 days.
Well, you don't have to live them the same, I mean, theoretically, and
of course,
if there's a lottery coming up, that could be great. Of course, just your luck, you wouldn't know what the numbers were.
And during The Naked Time, you also find out about Captain Kirk's love affair with the ship.
I hope there wasn't video on that. All righty then. I'm sure that's a fetish for somebody, but we'll just move right along. All right. Leave your medal at home.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. So All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Johnny D is going to take some guesses. So Johnny D, how's it going tonight?
Hey, hello, Raleigh. yeah, I want to guess on the 60s, end of the 60s,
yes.
The NFL player
yes.
thing.
Yes, yes.
Well, first I want to tell you this. Caesar's been sick.
No, what's wrong with Caesar?
I don't know. We're going to find out Wednesday. Got an appointment with the vet. And he's been shaking and losing weight and stuff. I don't know what's going on.
How old is Caesar?
10.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. He's becoming it. Now, he's small, so that's not the end of the earth. 10, they can live longer than that. But, oh, man. So when are you taking him?
No, he just looks. He just looks like, he's not Caesar.
All right.
But anyhow.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, we'll find out Wednesday going to the vet. Now, the last time he was at the vet, about, 6 months ago or something, he was good. You know, they didn't say anything.
Right.
But anyhow, on the football thing, could you read the question one more time, please?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Here we go. The end of the 1960s was also the end of NFL players doing this. Doing what?
Okay. Doing this. Using stick'em. It's receivers used to use stick'em
to
catch the ball.
That's not it. But that's a good answer.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
How about taunting? Taunting?
Nope. What else?
How about excessive celebration after a touchdown?
Nope. What else?
That's it. I'm
okay.
Three.
All right.
But that was in the ballpark, huh?
Well, you see, you're in the right direction. You see, a lot of people are thinking things that wouldn't be the player actually doing it. And see, in your case, you stayed with the player actually doing it, and that would be, or not doing it. That would be correct.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. I told John I'd risk a hominin, so you've been going way out there on me, but go ahead.
Well, here we go. The most complete early hominin specimen ever found, most of the skull, teeth, pelvis, hands, and feet intact, was found in the desert in Ethiopia. What was it? Who was it?
In a desert?
Yes.
In Ethiopia.
Right. The Afar desert of Ethiopia at Aramis in the Middle Awash region, 46 kilometers from where Lucy was found.
Okay.
So this is the
was
most...
That,
yeah, go for it.
Was that Ardipithecus?
Good enough. Artie, yes, absolutely. Artie it is.
Artie. Ardipithecus. Yeah.
Ardipithecus ramidus. You're absolutely right. And she...
I once told you that they had a more complete skeleton of Artie than they did of Lucy.
Yes, yeah. That is true. And Artie means ground floor in the Afar language, signifying the species lived on the ground. Based on her legs, feet, and pelvis, Artie is believed to have been bipedal, although she also had both opposable big toes and thumbs that would have been used climbing trees. Artie weighed about 50 kilograms and might have been 120 centimeters tall. And by the way, I couldn't relate that to our dimensions if my life depended on it.
I think it was about 3 feet.
Okay. Her skeleton is also remarkable in that it combines advanced characteristics found only in hominins and primitive traits seen in much older apes that were unlike modern chimpanzees or gorillas. This suggests the earliest ancestors of humans may not have closely resembled any living apes.
How about that? That was, 3.5 million years ago?
I don't have any idea. They don't tell me that. I just know she was found in 1994, which seems like 3 million years ago, but it's not. So
Lucy was about 3 million, and so Artie was a little bit older than her.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. You're a winner. Stay right where you are, and we'll be right back to it on WGN Radio.
La 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 la. Yeah.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? And yes, you absolutely know, probably not from this record, though, but 1961, like all the songs we're playing tonight, what does that group have in common with every other artist we have played tonight? So that's our bumper stumper, the theme thereof, or just the artist is enough. All right, so do you need a label? Would that help? Oh, I can do that. It was Checker. No, that's wrong. I'm sorry. It was G. The last one was Checker. G. It was on G. So George Goldner's label. All right, so 888-876-5593. The end of the 1960s was also the end of NFL players doing this. NFL players doing what? All right, so that's, I'm sure there's a lot of things, but of course I'm looking for something in particular, and we'll see if you get it. Jan is a first-time caller in Dallas, so Jan, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh. The gentleman before me picked my answer, so...
No! Oh, well, yes. I'm so glad you called, and I hope you're going to do it again.
Oh, thank you very much. All right. You're very kind.
And thanks for listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Good deal. So, Dallas checks in. All right, the Metroplex, 888-876-5593. And I should say to John that Johnny D was right, so confirm his address. That's all you need to do. We're going to do charts with JT and Aurora. That's always fun. Laura and Willowbrook's got some guesses on our NFL questions. What do you think, Laura?
Well, that's a good question. First thing, I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if it was a technical glitch from my end or your end, but for the first few minutes that I was on hold, there was absolutely no sound for like 4 minutes.
No, there won't be in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in this particular studio, not in the other one, but in this particular studio, I don't have the return feed from WGN on the phones, and so when I'm not talking and the show's not on, you get absolute silence.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I stuck around.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Well, my two guesses, and I think I got them right. I just feel it.
All
you
right.
Said it's something that NFL players don't do anymore since
well,
the 60s,
either,
right?
Either do or don't do. It's something okay. that you know, as opposed to things affecting the players, this is actually things the players are doing or not doing themselves.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I told John first. I says, they don't do beer commercials anymore.
No, it's not that.
No, okay. The other guest, and I didn't tell John this one, but they don't wear metal spikes anymore.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not that either.
Oh, okay.
I like that, though.
Well,
that's a nice guess.
I look forward to hear the answer.
I hope so. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
All right. Thanks, Allie.
888-876-5593. Now, let's see what we've got. Oh, another first-time caller. I love that. Raymond is a first-time caller in Chicago. So, Raymond, welcome to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, thank you. I really enjoy your show.
Great to have you, and thank you for calling.
You're very kind. Thank you. Can I make a comment about your NFL question?
Yeah.
It's a spec open-ended.
Oh, isn't it, though? I didn't know how else to ask it. It's ridiculously open. You know, the hardest thing of trivia at my end is coming up with questions that can't be searched online easily. And that never used to be an issue, but now it's insanely hard. And so I'll take things and invert them very often. And on this one, I thought, oh, man, this could be a zillion things, but I'm looking for one of them, and hopefully people have a good time. So,
well, the only reason I bring it up, I used to write for game shows. I wrote questions for game shows.
Oh, my. Oh, this would not pass.
No, and that's why I'm saying, because I think you probably had 7 or 8 callers respond.
Yeah.
And about 6 or 7 technically had correct answers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So can you put any sort of qualifier in it?
Well, like I said, the big qualifier is that it is the NFL players doing or not doing this. It's not something that would involve them or like you know, beer commercial or something. We're talking about the qualifier is it's happening during the game.
Now, see, now you're on the road to clarity. That's very, very good. it's something they no longer could do during games after 1969.
Well, no, it's not necessarily something they no longer could do. This is something they have no longer done.
Following the 1969 season.
Yeah. That was the last... Well, the 1969 season is the last time anybody did it.
And how do you know this?
Well, because I trust my source. I don't know.
What, did you look it up somewhere, or did
I got it from a printed book that's not online.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember What's My Line, John Charles Daly?
Oh, of course. Who doesn't? Of course.
Do you remember when the panel clearly was stumped, and he would say, "We should throw all over the cards all over."
Oh, I use that phrase more often than you know when I'm when I'm frustrated. I say, "Let's throw over all the cards." Yeah, John was a baker from Cleveland. Yeah, right.
Yes, exactly. No, and I mean, so the question, and I was a prime time. I had just gotten done collecting football cards in 1969, so I was a massive NFL fan. There are 8 billion answers. I said to John, and this is not going to be the answer, they no longer were assured of having Monday nights off because Monday Night Football began in September of 1970.
Right. No, this is good. You can give me all the answers you want, and we will not flip over any of the cards.
So. Raleigh, if we did that, we'd be on till dawn.
Well... I'm here for the next hour and a half,
which would be even worse.
Yeah, right.
But 1969, the one caller said no more tobacco products. Now, the interesting thing, and you know this, January 1st, 1970 is when cigarette commercials were banned from television. So had they reframed their answer to say NFL players could no longer do TV cigarette commercials, they're correct.
Well, that's right. No, I'm assuming that a lot of people are going to be correct. You know, the good thing about this contest, of course, is the prizes are utterly worthless. So nobody's playing for anything. It's not worth a postage. I mean, it takes us usually a year to mail it. And when we did the last mailing before John's stroke, I couldn't believe it. Postage on some of these were like $48 a piece. So I guarantee you, you don't get a $48 prize. You get a certificate and maybe a tabloid or a DVD you never want to see or a CD of somebody had never heard of. I mean, they're useless prizes. It's just for fun. No, if there was something riding on this, my God, take me out and shoot me. Because no, these are complete.
This is not a $125,000 question.
Oh, yeah, right, man. This is just a way to spend Monday nights and hopefully have a little fun. And I always remind people: remember, if you're listening on Friday nights, it's a replay. Don't call, and they always do.
Very interesting because the one person even said, and this was a very esoteric answer, but a correct one he gave you. The NFL for 9 seasons did do a thing called, it was the runner-up bowl down in Miami.
Yes.
And it was the two, and that was the last, the Browns and the Lions were in the first game. The last game was in 69. He's correct.
Oh, sure.
I could say in Dallas, it was the last time they could be naked in hot tubs. And I might be right. We'd have to check with the Cowboys.
Well, it wasn't at the Orange Bowl, that I can guarantee you.
the merger went into full effect following the 1969 season.
Uh-huh.
1970 was the first year where they had everything commingled. But you're saying this is something players could no longer do on the field.
And say, I don't know that they couldn't. They no longer did. Now, that's what I mean. That's what's interesting about this. I don't know for sure that it was like banned or anything like that. It's just the last time anybody did was 1969, and it was this one person. Now, I should, as a disclaimer, you know everything about football. Let me tell you how bad I am. Years and years ago, Charlie Murdock, who then was running WLW, introduced me to Paul Brown, who gave me this necklace. And I said, oh, thank you. What sport does your team play? And Murdock looked at me, glared at me, and said, how many have helmets? And so...
So you were in Cincinnati at the time.
Yeah, absolutely I was. And so, that tells you about... Now, baseball was worse. Oh, man, poor Sparky Anderson. I don't know if he ever recovered. At one point, he said, you know, you could go to an away game if you wanted at some point. And I said, I want to go to South Dakota. And he said, there are no teams in South Dakota. I said, yeah, I'm doing the line scores every night. There's a team in South Dakota. And the color drained from his face and said, what do you mean? Well, I didn't know SD was San Diego. It was South Dakota to me. So,
Exactly.
That's right.
You undoubtedly were a big George McGovern fan. I'm only kidding.
Oh, God.
I'm only kidding.
Yeah. But no, I was all ready to go to South Dakota till, I said, uh-oh, I'm not going to tell him that I thought M-O-N-T was Montana. So
I got to tell you, I live next door to a 42-year-old neurologist, very charming divorced woman. She's chatting with me the other day, and I said, oh, the Bears start next week, meaning the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me, is that a football team?
Well,
and I'm looking at her face to see, is she deadpanning me? Is she she's being serious. She didn't know the Chicago, living in suburban Chicago.
Well, at least she guessed right. She could have thought it was a wildlife comment.
Yes, and that she was living next door to an outdoorsman or something.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you hear about it every now and then.
1969, NFL, yes. All right. What was going on in 1969? They could no longer appear on the Brady Bunch. That won't be it.
And like I say,
they were bored by Dick Cavett's interview style. That could be it, since we all were.
Well, yeah.
Was he the most distractive interviewer in the history of network TV? Correct me if I'm wrong.
But remember, in 71, when he was interviewing Rodale and the guy died during a break, I mean, doesn't get better than that.
And that was the health food expert.
Yes, no, he had just said, and they never aired the show, but he had just said, I'm going to live to be 100, and he didn't make it through the break.
And they never aired it.
No.
When you heard that story, you almost thought, that's a great bit.
Yeah.
I mean, late Saturday Night Live premiered in what, the fall of 75?
Right.
That would have been a great bit.
It would have.
Cavett does it live. And I don't mean to digress into Dick Cavett in the NFL, but you don't interrupt people when you're talking to them. He interrupted very good guests constantly. And I think you would agree with me.
Yeah, like, shut up, Dick. Well, see, I didn't have a television. I hate to admit that. So
didn't own a TV?
No, and I only got to see it if I worked, like, for an AM-FM TV combo because there'd be one in the lobby. And
why didn't you own a TV?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because years ago in Denver, I had to interview Alan Alda. It's a long story. But I remember in passing, I said, well, I didn't own a TV. He said, wait, hold it. We want to talk about you. Was this a statement or something? I said, no, I just don't like television. Radios, I got tons of radios.
But no TV.
No. Well, now I have, because John was a TV director and award-winning and all that stuff and producer. So we got TVs. Do I watch them? No.
May I please turn the tables, because you said Alan Alda.
Yes.
Circa 1969, and you can Wikipedia me very quickly on this, what was his tangential but star attachment to the NFL?
Oh, who knows?
Pre-MASH.
Who knows? I wouldn't even... you're talking about movies?
Yes.
Oh, that's Paper Lion, but...
Nicely done. Good for you.
But I never
saw... You're not a football...
And I never saw it. But I kind of liked George Plimpton was the deal. I thought he was...
Who is the female lead? Very attractive model with a little gap in the front of her teeth.
Oh, that's interesting. Very attractive. I don't know.
You should get this. She was very big in the late 60s. Couldn't act her way out of a phone booth, but very attractive.
Really? And a gap?
You'll know the name in a heartbeat.
Okay.
And her signature thing, she had a tiny gap in her front teeth, but people felt it.
Is this the model?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's Lauren Hutton.
Nicely done. Oh, my God.
But
you're doing good.
No.
Now, if you'd only tighten up this NFL question normal people,
right, no,
like myself.
Yeah, right.
Reasonably normal.
Well, you know, I if you've got a source to things that I can't look up, you will be my new best friend. I need questions more desperately than you know. So...
I'd be happy to send you a handful every week.
Oh, man, you are my hero. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right, because I think I have to pay bills or something on WGN Radio.
You've been hurt. I can see that you've been crying. You've been hurt. But your tears can't start dry. Just forget all the loneliness you've gone through. Don't you fret. Now I'm yours to hold on to.
this away. Baby, happy
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is he? What does he have in common with Etta James and everybody else we played, all of whom had records released in 1961, which has nothing to do with our question, at least not directly. But I don't know. So we're talking to Raymond. He's a first-time caller, and he has just generously offered to get us questions, and oh, I can't wait. You have no idea, Raymond, how hard this is. I buy trivia books, and of course, probably two a week. Not a one of them are usable because everything is easily searchable. So
everything is searchable, but is that going to detract from
yes.
the show
yes.
if people are hustling to tap up an answer
no.
online?
It, believe me, when they're searchable, it's gone within a minute. It's not fun. I've been doing this a long, long time, long before there was an internet. And I can tell you with the internet, if they're searchable, I'm dead meat. So what I'm looking for is a way to either phrase a question, obviously this one badly, in a way that won't be searchable. But you're right. This could have 17 different answers that would all be right. But I will say on this one, it is something that the players no longer do since 1969, at the end of the season. I don't know whether there was ever an edict about it. Just the last one who did it was in the 69 season.
The last one who did it was in the 1969
yeah,
season.
Yeah, nobody ever did it after that. I don't know if they couldn't.
It was some part of football that at one point was fairly regular, then went into decline, then became extinct after 1969.
Yes, and I don't know how regular it was, but it probably was.
Because, I mean, obvious answers, and these aren't correct answers, single face bar.
What's that?
You know, that would be the thing across their face. That in the old days, there were none.
Yeah,
then in the 50s, and
you're
your
a winner.
Man Paul
you
Brown.
See? You're a winner.
Why, what did I say?
Because Tommy McDonald in 1969 was the last one who never used a face mask.
You're killing me. I'm going to get a show as a clairvoyant.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
He never lost, and he never lost a tooth or broke his nose in 12 years of NFL playing for the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Rams. He did break a jaw in 1959, but played through the season without a mask after doctors wired it shut.
Tommy McDonald was a wide receiver with the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm. Do you know who Johnny Morris is?
No.
Johnny Morris was a wide receiver with the Bears who later had a 25-year media career on Chicago TV News.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. The news is happening, and I don't get to break. I don't get to do anything but shut up. So stay where you are, and we'll be back on WGN Radio.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and we got another hour of Monday Night Trivia, so if it's Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. If it is Monday night, well, Tuesday morning, actually, now in Chicago, then by all means, call. Every line's busy, so when you hear somebody hang up, you know it's time for you to get in there. We need another question. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? And our previous caller, Raymond, would be able to say, there are probably 10 correct answers. No, there's probably 10,000 correct answers, but I'm just looking for one of them. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? 888-876-5593. Or maybe you know my bumper stumper. She was pretty obvious there, I think. Well, we'll see. Maybe the themes become apparent, well, or not. And we have first-time callers, if they waited. So we'll find out if we're about to meet Teresa in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio. Teresa.
Hello, Raleigh.
Thank you for
Hello,
calling.
Hello, Raleigh. How
yes.
you doing?
All right. Thanks for waiting.
Thanks. No problem at all. I love your show.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes. I wanted to guess on one of the bumpers.
Yeah.
I think one of them was Little Richard.
I have not played any Little Richard.
Okay. All right, then.
But
okay.
I know who you're thinking about, and at the end of this hour, I will reveal who they all were.
Okay. All right, then. Okay. Thanks. I'll call again.
I hope so. I'm counting on it, Teresa. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. So that's great. And I appreciated her waiting. That was so kind. All right. So Tom is a first-time caller and well met. Tom, are you still there? No, we've lost Tom. It was bound to happen. He was going to guess on our NFL question, but I hope we can tantalize him with something else. So there's now two lines available for you if you want them. And Bernadette, a first-time caller in Edgebrook, although she was NFL too, so we'll see. Are you still there, Bernadette? Man, there should have been a prize just for waiting. But I appreciate you you calling anyway, and I hope, Bernadette, we will give you another reason to call again soon. But thank you for trying. All right, so now. We're going to do some charts. Because remember, if you don't like my question, lots of reasons not to like my question, and you don't know my bumper stumper, well, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit. We prove that every week. And JT in Aurora wants to do charts. All right, JT, welcome to WGN Radio.
I'm going to try.
I can't wait. So we're going to do 66?
Yeah. I did 62 a couple of weeks ago. Uh-huh. I thought I'd skip up to high school this time.
Oh, man. Well, 62 was a lot more fun, I'll tell you what. But we can do 66. You want this week in time on 66 or any other week?
January.
January of 66. Okay. Here we go. January
right
of 66.
Middle.
All right. Number one. Sounds of Silence.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number two, We Can Work It Out.
Beatles.
Number three, She's Just My Style. Everything about her drives me wild.
My style.
Yes, exactly.
I know the song. But
yes. Well, he had a famous father.
No, I'm going to miss this one.
Oh, man. Snuff Garrett produced it for Liberty. And Snuff Garrett is the only person who could have made this guy sound like he could sing, because he couldn't. You give up?
Yes.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Oh, Gary Lewis, yeah.
All right, well, here comes number four, which is a huge Pittsburgh group, 5 o'clock World. Up every morning at the
Wii yes. Five.
No, come on, you can do better
no.
than that. Nope, not the Wii Five. 5 o'clock World. They also did Magic Town and a horrible version of My Special Angel. And they were definitely
the
Pittsburgh. They were on Co and C.
The Vogues?
There we go. All right. Very good. The
All
Vogues.
Right, good.
Yes. All right. Number five, Day Tripper.
Beatles.
Number six, No Matter What Shape Your Stomach Is In. Yes, the Alka-Seltzer commercial. Yeah. It's all right. Who were they?
It was an instrumental.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. No matter what shape. I know.
Oh, man.
No, I'm gonna fail on this one again.
Well, that's all right. It was the T-Bones, but that's okay, because, you know, you can even get one more wrong and you'd still win. So, all right, number seven. Here, are you ready for a really smarmy record? Because it is. The Men in My Little Girl's Life.
Oh, man. Sounds like something Steve Lawrence would do.
It's worse.
It's worse.
Yeah, think game show, or not game show, think talk show host. It was on Epic. He was from Philadelphia.
Wow.
He shares the same name with a famous actor. I wouldn't have known that, but John told me. See, I knew the TV guy. I didn't know the actor.
I'm going to fail, I guess, on this one.
No, no. Well, that's all right. You can still be. We still got. You still might win. But that was Mike Douglas, the Mike Douglas Show.
Oh, God, you know, I would never have guessed him.
All right. Oh, you're very smarmy, yes. The men in my little girl's life. Daddy, there's a boy outside. Oh, God. All right.
Yeah.
So...
Shoot him.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's right. Shoot him in the first verse so we don't have to wait till you're a grandfather. All right, now.
Exactly.
Number 8, a must to avoid. A sheer impossibility.
He's a must to avoid.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I know.
On MGM.
Well, I can sing these songs. I don't know who does them.
Oh, no.
I'm failing.
Well, it was a kid who led that one, a true kid.
No, I'm crashing and burning.
Who had 5 names in his given name. No, I don't know that you would necessarily know that. But Peter Blair Dennis Bernard Noon. Otherwise known as...
Oh, Peter Noon. Hermes.
Thank you. Oh, it's like, I'll tell you what. All right, so yes. All right, so number 9. As Tears Go By. Not the Marianne Faithfull version. As Tears Go By.
This is the evening of the day. Stones.
Yes, and number 10, you got to get this one. You didn't have to be so nice.
You wouldn't have to be so nice.
Yes.
I could have loved you anyway.
Yes. On the Kama Sutra label.
Oh, God.
I'm rooting for you here.
I know you are. Love and Spoonful.
All right, we have a winner. You got 70%. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hang on, don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So yes, that's it. He got 70%. I helped a little, but 70% there, so that counts. So we put JT on hold. You can have any week, month, and year you want for charts. You can also have lyrics. Don't forget that. You can pick the week and month, and I don't know about the week, but you can pick the year anyway. How about that? All right, so Aaron. Aaron is in Burnsville, Minnesota. All right, Aaron, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Welcome back. Here I am outdoor dashing, listening again, and hopefully the signal just stays coming in. Otherwise, I'll have to go home and listen online.
Oh, no. Can't have that. So, what do you think?
Oh, the bumper songs. I wanted to guess a couple of them, and I knew them right away, and I wanted to call before, but I couldn't get through.
Okay.
But, what they were, because we used them at a radio station I worked at years ago. The Regents Liar was one of them,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, the Regents, absolutely. The group that did Barbara Ann, You Are a Winner. What else?
And then I thought the other one was Tony Orlando, because
yes.
I thought, oh, I was thinking, I recognized that voice, Tony Orlando, Happy Times Are Here to Stay.
Yes, that's absolutely right, on Fontana in 1961, at the same time he was on Epic. I don't know how that worked, but yes. Very good. You're
those
a winner.
Those are the two I know.
Well, you did very well. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
All right.
So,
thank you.
Absolutely right. We had the Regents. We had Tony Orlando. So Tony Orlando, the Regents, Etta James, they all have this in common, along with everybody else we've been playing. So what is it? And, of course, if you don't like my questions, you can have your own. But I do have a question. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? All right, so Cleveland Dennis, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Wally. I'm going to guess the 1 in 4, Pledge Allegiance.
No. Oh, that's interesting. No.
Just to try there. I want to make a comment earlier when you were talking about when you worked in Cincinnati, and I guess you were with one of your coworkers, and you were talking to the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, actually, he owned the team, met him, and he gave me this pendant, and I, like a fool, asked him what sport his team played.
Yeah, well, he was a co-inventor of the face mask.
All right. He did a lot of stuff, from what I was later told.
Right. Well, he brought the league along, and long story about how he left Cleveland, but... he and the guy that made the helmets, Riddell, they have an used to have an office or operation down the street from where we were in Elko Village years ago, about 15, 20 years ago. But anyhow, any chance I could do any charts?
Charts? What? Give me your week and your day and your month and all that.
Well, let's go April 1964. I was 14. I was listening to the radio.
All right. April of 64, we will do in moments. Stay right where you are. We'll be back right with it in, I'd say, about 3 minutes. So don't go anywhere on WGN Radio.
Thank you very kindly.
Well, this might be the ringer. I don't expect you will know who this guy is, but he absolutely had something in common with everybody else we are playing. And that was 1961, like all of them, and it was on the Let. So, yeah, he was interesting, and you would know him, but probably not for his records. Although, then again, I don't know. We'll see. Now, we're talking to Cleveland Dennis, and he wants to do charts, and he has picked April 1964. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Can't Buy Me Love.
Beatles.
Number two is Twist and Shout.
Beatles.
Yeah, number three, She Loves You. Yes, this is interesting. Number three is She Loves You.
Beatles.
Number four, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Beatles.
Number five, Please Please Me.
Beatles.
Number six, Suspicion.
Terry Stafford.
Number seven, Hello, Dolly.
Louis Armstrong.
Number eight, The Shoop Shoop Song.
Betty Everett.
Number nine, My Heart Belongs to Only You.
Ooh.
Epic.
Hit the Moon?
No, Bobby Vinton. That's all right.
Ah.
And number 10, Glad All Over.
Dave Clark 5.
And we have a winner. There you go.
Okay, no idea that the Beatles had all those.
Yeah, the top five records that week. Who would have known? The week of April 4th, 1964.
You picked a good one for me, Riley. I think that's all I got for now.
All right, well, hang on. Don't go away. Absolutely right. Cleveland Dennis just won a chart, so that's as easy as that. James on the south side. We're going to do some World War II trivia, I do believe. James is the person who gets me wonderful links for tons of stories every day, and I do mean tons. We're talking in the hundreds usually by the time the week is over. And one is stranger than the next. We'll just say that. So now I have to look up the perfect World War II question. So while I'm doing that, we'll say hi to James. What's going on, James?
I'm hanging in here. Oh, I like that. That interesting one about the Ray was basically was discussing about hopefully he can give you some good questions.
I'm counting on it. We got his address. I plan to haunt.
Oh, I had come up with a question. But I know you will have to partially phrase it a little bit, because the reason why I was inspired by the question is because this week, the birthday of one of the persons involved, if they had been alive, they would have been 91 this particular day this week.
Huh. All right.
Okay. And I'll send it to you in an email.
Yes, do that. Do that. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
All right. After World War II, Germany was divided into zones of occupation. How many?
Four.
You're absolutely right. What were they?
The Soviet Union had the eastern. The three western ones were Great Britain in the U.S. and the French.
There you go. All right. We have a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. And we have another half hour of trivia, so your participation is beyond needed. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? And I know there's probably 3,000 right answers, but I'm looking for one of them. More to the point, if you want your own question, maybe you want some lyrics or whatever, you know, hominins. Hey, Johnny D likes his hominins, so maybe you do too. Or whatever it is that you know something about, and you know something about something. So pick it up there on WGN Radio.
You're my and we belong together. We belong together.
I'm Raleigh James. 1961, who are they? Obviously, it's not the original. That was Robert and Johnny on Old Town. Yeah, and a fine song it was, but everybody covered it, including the Fleetwoods, so you name it. Ritchie Valens had a big remake on Delphi in 59, but this was 61 on Laurie, so who were they? 888-876-5593. And what's our theme? And before the show is over, I'll identify everything we played and what the theme was. But in the meantime, if you want to guess on any of it, I'd love to have it. Likewise, if you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, or have your own category. And we have a good 20 minutes to talk with you, and this would be the time. Either that, or I'll just go through the entire history of hominins. No, I'll leave that to Johnny D, actually, but we'll see what's been going on in the world at large. And, of course, a couple obits, and we'll talk a little about it tomorrow night with Jimmy Buffett. I'll actually play my favorite Jimmy Buffett record, and yes, I have one. It is hard to believe, but I do. And so we'll do that. Next full moon, by the way, is the end of the month, the 29th of September. Yeah, would have been Sam Zell's birthday. Next new moon, however, is September 14th, Thursday. And the deal with that, of course, is if you are aware of the law of abundance, that would be the time to write your checks. Not real checks, of course. You know the deal. And do that before 8:40 in the evening. But I'll remind you long before that. But, yeah, I mentioned Jimmy Buffett. The other one was Bill Pinckney. Yeah, and interestingly, I know two people named Bill Pinckney. Obviously, one of them, the Drifters, but the other one, Captain William Pinckney, just fascinating. And first black man to solo circumnavigate the world via Cape Horn. And that was one of his later in life accomplishments, but did so much more all the way around. And his wife had had a restaurant in Chicago for quite a while, so you might remember that. And I think Ina Pinckney was that was the deal on that. So in any event, we'll be talking about that too, no doubt. But right now, of course, we're playing the trivia, but we can't play trivia unless you call, because no matter what I do, I can't play trivia with myself. Well, I guess I could. I know all the answers, so why not? Son Charles' birthday today, 83 years old and still with us. Yeah, you remember Sonny Charles, lead singer of the Checkmates, Black Pearl, Precious Little Girl. Phil Spector wrote it. And Tony Wine and Irwin Levine produced it, right? And so, Joe Speedo Frazier, he was in the Impalas, would have turned 80 tomorrow, born in 43 in Brooklyn. And he was the only African-American in the group, the Impalas. You remember that? Sorry, I ran all the way home on Cub. Right. What else do we have? Buddy Miles would have turned 76 tomorrow. Yeah. Jerry Ragavoy would have been 93 this week. I loved Jerry Ragavoy in terms of his producing and his writing. Of course, wrote Time Is On My Side and did a lot of things with Burt Burns, Peace of My Heart and Cry Baby. Yeah, Garnet Mims and the Enchanters and Stay With Me. And he was, he died in 2011, 80 years old, had a stroke, but he would have been 93, born in Philadelphia in 1930, and just tremendous. Also, Beverly Ross would have been 89 tomorrow. And very interesting about Beverly Ross. In fact, I got her book. Carol had told me about the book, and I was the first woman Phil Spector killed, and that was about 10 years ago. Deal was Spanish Harlem. Well, it was her riff that he stole and never gave her credit. But she did co-write Girl of My Best Friend, Remember Then, Judy's Turn to Cry, and so, and more. Yeah, she was half a Ronald and Ruby for Lollipop, the original Lollipop, which she wrote. Right. Loudon Wainwright, 77 tomorrow. Yeah, dead skunk in the middle of the road. Right. Grew up in Bedford, New York, in northern Westchester County. And Willie Woods of Junior Walker and the All-Stars would have been 87 tomorrow. And what else? We got other stuff. And I don't know. What was on this date in 1958 that Jerry Butler and The Impression debuted on American Bandstand? Improved the show immeasurably. Bobby Darin on this date in 59 was performing in the Catskills, proving you'll do anything for money. He was actually co-starring with Jack Carter, the comedian. It was Labor Day weekend at the Concord. And this date in 1964, the Animals made their debut at the Brooklyn Paramount, along with Jan and Dean, Bobby Rydell, Del Shannon, the Dixie Cups, D.D. Sharp, and Chuck Berry. A small bill by comparison. Yeah, truly. 64 American Bandstand had Johnny Rivers. Now, I don't know why, but 64 American Bandstand, Johnny Rivers, he's doing Maybelline. All right. So, 65 on American Bandstand, Del Shannon's doing Keep Searching, Searching, Find a Way to Hide. 1966, Labor Day show at the Fillmore in San Francisco featuring Martha and the Vandellas. Right. Also, 66 on Where the Action Is, the Righteous Brothers were on stage. Yes. Proving there are some things you can never forget. All right. So, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And Mark is in Aurora. All right, Mark, what's up?
Well, I just learned on WGN that Gary Wright died.
Really?
Yeah, Gary Wright, formerly of Spooky Tooth, who did Love Is Alive and Dreamweaver.
Yeah, no, I know.
He died at 80 years. He died at 80 years old. He had had Parkinson's disease for a long time.
Oh, I didn't know that he. I didn't even know he had Parkinson's. But yeah. Dreamweaver, big adult contemporary hit, to say the least.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that he was in Palos Verdes was the last place I knew. Yeah, all right. Well, rest in peace. And
I often don't like synthesizer stuff, but I thought his was pretty good.
I had to play all that crap, so, you know, all that Dreamweaver and all that. Yeah, not my favorite stuff, yeah, but so.
I'm sure it'll be all over the radio this morning.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
Probably and play a record connection.
Oh, he will.
Probably play a record collection selection.
Yeah, absolutely he will, and that'll be. So I'm just looking that 5 years ago, he was diagnosed not only with Parkinson's, but Lewy body dementia. Oh, man, that's horrible.
Yes. Yes.
That's truly horrible. And so,
yeah. But I didn't hear you mention it, so I thought
no, didn't know. Did not know. Yeah, he's obviously not, not in my bucket of people that I would normally want to listen to. But nonetheless, certainly made his impact. And like I say, man, I'll tell you what, in the 70s on adult contemporary music, I can't tell you how many times I played that. Yeah.
You had to play that record till you wore it out.
There were so many like that. Oh, man. Oh, God. Yeah. They all come to mind. Usually it's a nightmare, but yeah. All
right. I know that Love is Alive was 76, and then I think Dreamweaver was 1975.
Yeah, Dreamweaver. Oh, God. Yes, absolutely. That's when I realized I was not cut out to be a disc jockey at all. Because I would, to say I've got attention deficit disorder is mild, but I would sit there, something like Dreamweaver would start and I'd be reading a novel and the record would end and I'd think, dead air, disc jockey better change it. Oh, hell, I'm the disc jockey, and so I'd have to change it. And, so I can't tell you, I think if somebody wanted to make money, they could have just sold the dead air because I was always, doing something close to nothing that didn't involve paying attention to when they actually ended. So, believe me, I was relieved when they ended, but I should have been doing something about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame.
Neither of those Gary Wright songs was a ladies' bathroom song.
Really?
Not long enough.
Oh, well, there were very few that were, I mean, that's why I say, thank God for the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald in 76. I never heard more than the opening note and the closing note. Yeah, absolutely. That was, I don't care about Gitche Gumee or wherever the damn lake was. Yes, I was out of there. absolutely. Yeah, no, these were not bathroom records, to say the least. But all right, well, I guess from the standpoint of music lovers, that's a great loss. From the standpoint of Gary Wright, that's a relief. When you hear that after that diagnosis in that period of time, you just say, rest in peace and good going, because that's tough all the way around. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, no, did not. See, I should pay attention to the news, but that's when I leave the room, right? But yeah, I remember Dreamweaver was on Warner Brothers. Before that, he'd been on A&M for a while. I tell you, more than Love is Alive for some reason. Dreamweaver, I can't tell you how many times I played that. And let's get on the idea of something happy, because clearly that's not it. All right, so Colleen in Wheaton's going to guess a bumper. Oh, good. So what'd you hear, Colleen?
I heard Linda Scott.
Yes, you did. Absolutely. Three guesses.
Yay.
All right. You're a winner. Yeah, on the Canadian-American label. All right. Good deal.
All right.
Well, hang on. Don't go away, Colleen. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Colleen is absolutely right. Yes, three guesses. And yes, sounded exactly like Linda Scott. That's because it was Linda Scott. All right. So we have one more. And I think I'm going to share it with you in moments. And then if you don't get it, and you should, shame on you if you don't, you should. But after that, I'll share all of them with you and what they all have in common with one another. Yeah, all this and more coming up in the final moments. You can get in here and answer my question or have your own category, Monday Night Trivia, here on WGN Radio.
I thought I had you all wrapped up. I thought I owned your heart. I didn't think there was a guy in this world who could ever break us apart. Oh, but I didn't figure on him to come back. I'd forgotten he ever existed. I didn't figure on him to come back. I didn't know that you missed his kisses. when he walked out on you that time, I saw my chance to move in. For I've always wanted you to be mine, even when you were going with him. Oh, but I didn't figure on him to come back. I forgot he ever existed. I didn't figure on him to come back. I didn't know that you missed his kisses. Now all my dreams are falling apart, 'cause I heard he wants you back. Are you really going back to him for more? Are you really going to break my heart? Oh, 'cause I didn't figure on him to come back. I'd forgotten he ever existed. I didn't figure on him to come back. I didn't know that you missed his kisses. Oh, now I didn't figure on him to come back now.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Back. Well, that's a gift. You should you know. Really gonna... Yeah, and I may not know what that has in common with every other song we played. Well, every other artist, actually. But Karen in Chicago, I think she knows who it is. So, Karen, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. Hey, I love the show. I think that's Ral Donner.
It is. Absolutely Ral Donner, 1961 on Gone. You are a winner.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I don't win very often.
Well, so what do you think that he has in common with every other artist we played?
I'm not sure.
No, I'll tell you in moments, but hang on. Don't go away.
I definitely will.
All right, good deal. So what we'll do here is I'm going to give you like a few seconds more to think about that before the big reveal, and I'll tell you everybody that that we played and the theme, and an interesting theme it was. I didn't necessarily think you'd get the theme, but I thought you might have gotten more of the artists, though. And as I mentioned, all of them, every last one of them, were 1961. And there was a reason for that. All right, so first one, in fact, John called it right away. He called in and said Etta James, and that's right. We played Etta James, How Big a Fool, 1961. That was on Kent, and as I mentioned, not the British reissue label, but Kent was a subsidiary of Modern, the Beharry Brothers. Next thing we played was That's How Much, 1961 on Cap. That was Brian Hyland. After that, Clarence Frogman Henry, A Little Too Much, 1961 on Argo. Then we played Frank Gehry, Princess, 1961 on Crusade. And Frank Gehry, like I say, he was a guy who became the kind of jingle king. And I always laugh when I think about his TV news jingles. He did probably more of them than anybody else. But that one theme, that Hello News theme, was just hilarious because it was so well done. People thought that it was just for where they lived. Like the first one, like I said, was Milwaukee. But there's a feeling in the air you can't get anywhere but Milwaukee or Calgary or whatever. And he did over 120 markets with that. And it's kind of course, after that line, there's a feeling in the air you can't get anywhere but in the name of the city. All the other things were local to the city. And that was a great campaign for him. Florence Warner did most of that. In any event, it was Frank Gehry doing Princess. All right. Vibrations did Wallflower. Yeah, the El Watusi Vibrations, who were also the Marathons, did Wallflower in 1961 on Checker. And the Regents did Liar. You know that. You got that. Tony Orlando did Happy Times Are Here to Stay, 1961 on Fontana. You got that. Linda Scott did Three Guesses, 1961 Canadian American. You got that. It was Bob Bruno's version of Hey Little One, 1961 on Roulette. He was really talented and went absolutely nowhere except in this particular grouping, which we'll tell you about in a moment. It was the Belmonts who did We Belong Together. It was right after they and Dion had split, 1961 on Laurie. And Ral Donner, I didn't figure on him to come back, 1961 on Gone. So what do they all have in common? Well, they were all on Murray the K's Labor Day Show of Stars at the Brooklyn Paramount Theater, September 4th, 1961. Not only those 11 acts, but also Jackie Wilson, Jerry Lee Lewis, the Cleftones, the Chantels, and Curtis Lee. Yeah, so we're talking basically 17 acts on one show. at, well, it was more than one show because they repeated it, but oh my God, at the Brooklyn Paramount. And so that was the Labor Day Show of Stars. And yeah, you can still see the, every now and then on Etsy or eBay or one of those, you can see the, either the poster or the program theme that they, that somebody's selling that you can get. But so that's what they all had in common. And those were, those shows were just murder to work. And some night we'll talk about that. But that was the deal. That's who they all were. All right. So we'll save our straggler. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? You can think about it for a week, and we'll pick it up a week from today. And if it's Friday night again, you heard a replay. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you called, the reason we didn't answer was it wasn't live. But it's live every Monday night from 10 to 1 Central. And that's pretty much every Monday night. I know September is here, obviously, and we're going to have some sports interruptions, but not many, to say the least. And I don't see any on Monday night for, well, till the day before Halloween. So I think when it'll be, like, will be a, you know, maybe an hour and a half late or something. But other than that, it will be every Monday night. It's a date. Now, Tuesday through Thursday, anything goes. Hopefully something will, and you'll call. I'll definitely play my all-time favorite Jimmy Buffett song, which you probably never heard before, but maybe, I don't know, we'll find out. And take some of your memories and other things like that. So until then, that's a wrap. We thank Bob for keeping us on the air. He did nobly at that. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes it easy to do, a pleasure to do, and thanks for joining me on Labor Day. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.